didn't. I didn't look up the ending. I promise. Okay, maybe I didn't go into it completely blind, but I swear, just watch the trailer. I didn't read any reviews and I didn't see any spoilers. I'm just a genius, honey. You just have to deal with that. I'm sorry that I'm just better at analyzing movies than you are, I guess. Stop. No, I totally saw that coming. Come on. Did 20 minutes in. Didn't I say it was gonna be the mom? I told you and you said no, it wasn't because it was gonna be too obvious and why would it be the mom? But they made it the mom at the end because they trick you. It's you don't think you think it's not gonna be the mom because it's too obvious, but then because it's too obvious, you don't expect it, and then it was the mom. So you just have to know these things, you know? But I guess you wouldn't know that because you're just not a movie connoisseur like me. Okay. Oh, your phone just rang again. Yeah, it kept buzzing during the whole movie too. Wait, who is that? Is that your boss again? Does he want you to come in? Ugh. No, you told him you would take the next few days off. Oh, it's not? Who is it then? Oh. What does she want? No, I'm just asking to hang out. She's been texting you a lot recently, huh? No, it's not bad. It's I'm just saying, like, I know she's new and everything, and she's new at the job, and it's good to have like mentors and people helping you, but I don't know, it just feels like ever since you met her, she's been like stuck to you, which is
which is fine. No, you're really sweet and helpful, but like there's also other people at work that she could ask. No. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm mad, you know. I'm just mildly kind of annoyed, maybe slightly. It's nothing, it's nothing. But yeah, like right now, like she's texting you and it's not even work related, so I don't know, isn't that like unprofessional or something? Yeah, well, I know she's just a coworker. It doesn't really matter, and you can be friends with your coworkers, but. No, I'm not being jealous.
Come on. You know me. Honey, I don't get jealous. Like, have I ever been the crazy, jealous, possessive type? No, it's just, I just think it's a little. Well, see, like, she just. Look, she said, hey, what are you up to when I hang out? And then you said, what would you want to do? And she said, we could just grab drinks or something. Winky face. Honey, that's not. Yeah, I know you're not gonna do it. I know you're not gonna reply or do it. It's not even that. It's the fact that it's like she knows. She knows you have a girlfriend. She knows, like she's seen me at your workplace before, like waiting for you. I know she has because she's all giggly and smiley and like touching your arm. And then when she sees me coming, and suddenly she doesn't talk, and I can see through it, honey. No, I'm not being jealous, and I'm not. It doesn't matter if you don't reciprocate. I know you don't, but it just I just don't like people making moves on you when they know you're taking, like blatant. I don't know. Yeah, you say that now, but I know girls like her and just flirt and think that they can get away with it even when the person has a girlfriend, and I don't like that. So of course I'm not. It's fine.
No, it's fine. And so are you gonna respond to her? Or tell her that you're busy or something? Yeah, you know what? Let's just forget about it. Let's just pick another movie to watch. We're only one movie in. We said we will watch like three tonight, so what do you want to watch?
Talk about what? I'm not being jealous. It's just
no, don't hug me. No, I'm not mad. I just don't want you to hug me right now. That's not a big deal.
No, it's just
I'm not laughing. I'm not. Are you happy now? Are you. Is this tickling your pickle or whatever? You can't kiss her to make it all better. No, the head scratches. I hate you. I don't have to worry about you. I just don't like it. I don't. You know I don't have a problem. I'm with people or girls, even if, like, I don't know, it's just her. I don't like it. She's so forward, and she, like, I get it, right? I do. Because you're amazing. You're the sweetest person and the most caring person I ever known. And you're so likable just naturally, even when you don't think you're doing anything. Everyone just likes you. And, like, I get it, 'cause you're so amazing. And not to mention, you're hot as shit. Like, you're so fucking cute and hot and just, like, way out of my league. You are, honey. Even if you don't see it, and you don't see how people look at you and how everyone wants to be around you all the time, I just get scared because you're so good. Just so good in every sense of the word. And don't want to lose you to someone who could be better than me. I hate this feeling. No, I don't. You could just hug me. That's how you can make it better. Yes, I will also accept kisses. That's. So much. And I don't want to lose you to anyone. Oh, please. Just don't. Don't go, okay? Just don't go. You're gonna block her? You need to do all that. I mean, she's still your coworker, but. Just stop being so amazing, okay? Just
Just stop it. Just turn it off. And then when you come back home, you can turn it back on and give all the amazingness to me. Okay. No, I don't like this kid. Am I ready to admit what? I wouldn't call it jealousy. I would simply call it being concerned. No, I'm not. I'm not. This is not. You're not allowed to bring this up. Okay, I had a reason. Okay, I'm not crazy. She's crazy. Like, what, girl? You've seen. Okay, we're not talking about that anymore. Okay. Okay. I can pick the next movie. I picked the first one. Wow. Is that my treat? To make me feel better? You're so sweet. I acted out. I'm fucking crazy. And I get a treat? Wow, I'm so lucky. What? It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm with such a catch. Okay, fuck off. No. You just ruined it. No more hugs for you. Just pick the fucking movie. I or I'll pick it, whatever.